Whether you're living in northern Wisconsin, here on vacation, or just visiting, you're bound to have some sort of encounter with wildlife. In fact, we encounter so much wildlife that most of the time it goes unnoticed. But the encounters we're talking about today are of the more notable kind. These encounters are those that you remember, tell stories about, leave you wondering, and maybe even change you forever. This episode is part one of two, and I hope it will spur some people to contact us at the Northwoods Wildlife Center to share their favorite wildlife encounters. So to get things going, I'm going to start with one of my favorite personal encounters. It was a cool August night, shortly after the new moon. I was on a remote sandbar on a northern Wisconsin lake watching the Perseid meteor shower. The night was dark and still, and the meteors were coming in at a rate of about 2 to 3 every minute or so. As I was trying to count meteor observations, my mind started wandering, and I totally lost track of how many meteors I saw. As often happens to me, I started thinking about science fiction. While lost in thoughts of distant planets, weird alien species, and my favorite fictional starships, something snapped me out of it. My mind went suddenly still, and all my senses came on full alert. From behind me and above me, an otherworldly sound was heading my way. For a moment, I was frozen with fear. The sound was definitely alien, and my lizard brain was telling me to run. But my more rational self was trying to figure out what was coming my way. As I turned my head to try and assess the threat, the fear dissipated as a new thought formed in my head. Would I be the one to finally get an actual, clear picture of a UFO? And then I saw it. A dark object was indeed headed right toward me. There's no question the shadow I was tracking across the stars was the source of the mysterious vibrating and humming sound. What kind of next-level propulsion system was this? With the apparent stealth technology on display, there was no way I was going to get any compelling photographic proof. So I stayed still, and as it started getting closer and louder, my rational brain started coming back online. My eyes could resolve a vaguely airplane shape, so maybe this was some kind of drone ruining an otherwise perfect experience yet again. Anyway, I continued to watch as motionlessly as possible. Now the shadow got so close that I could see broad wings and a glider's aerodynamic form. The pitch and camber of the noise changed quickly as the shadow flew right over my head and began banking around out in front of me. And as I stood there, my shadow came right at me, and then in front of my eyes turned into a great blue heron that with a couple flaps of its wings effortlessly landed along the shore only 6 feet in front of me. In the course of maybe a minute and a half, I went from terror to elation. Here was one of my favorite of all living things, and not some dangerous or fantastical invention of my imagination. I've never actually seen a UFO, and haven't heard a single account I believed, but I'm pretty sure this experience was way better anyway. I've never before been so close to a great blue heron, and even though I couldn't make out all of its beautiful plumage, I felt like the luckiest person in the world to be hanging out with a great blue heron on this beach, on this night, with shooting stars overhead. Maybe it was trying to figure out whether I was a threat or not, or maybe it was enjoying the sky with me, but it didn't move for at least 5 minutes. Eventually, though, it started walking slowly down the shore, and after a few minutes was gone. I've spent a lot of time in northern Wisconsin outdoors and have had many other wildlife encounters, and I've heard all sorts of amazing stories other people have had. Some are humorous, some are sad, and sometimes they're a bit scary. But each one is a learning experience, both for people and animals. And it's tempting to try and explain these encounters from the perspective of our own emotions, experiences, and our understanding of the world. And some things we know well because we do actually share the same motivations and emotions with animals. For example, the story about Shannon, her sister Carol, and their 4 children on a scary encounter with a mama bear and her cubs on the Raven Trail in Woodruff. Shannon didn't want her voice on the air, but she did agree to share her story. Shannon and her family were camping at the Clear Lake Campground, which is right next to the Raven Trail. She and her sister and their kids had gone out for a late afternoon hike and were on their way back when they ran into a mother bear and her cubs. The bears were coming down the trail right at them. "As soon as I looked up," said Shannon, "this huge black bear stood up in front of us on the trail while its cubs ran up a tree. It was all so fast. The only thing going through my head was to protect the children, but I had no idea what to do, so I panicked. With no other ideas, they ran off the trail into the woods, not knowing which direction they were going. The only thing they knew was that they were moving away from the bear as fast as they could, which, given the situation, probably wasn't the worst idea. They weren't lost for very long, and soon found themselves in the Raven Trail parking lot, where she said some mountain bikers helped them get back to the campground. Generally, when encountering a bear with its cubs, you can safely back away. Don't make any fast moves, maintain eye contact, and as long as the mom doesn't think you're a threat, she'll watch you go while standing guard over her cubs. But I think what Shannon's story does a good job of illustrating is the similarities in her and the bear. Both of them were trying to protect their children and following their maternal instincts. The bear did not know whether Shannon and her family were a threat and wasn't taking any chances. To keep her cubs safe, she ran them up a tree. To make sure the humans knew not to mess with her cubs, she stood up as tall and threateningly as she could. Shannon too was protecting her kids, but her only option was to get them out of there. There are many stories like these from people like you, and hopefully we can learn from all of them. So if you've got some interesting stories about your experiences with wildlife in northern Wisconsin, give us a call at the Northwoods Wildlife Center. I'm Brian Black, and thank you for listening to this episode of Wildlife Matters, a wildlife education program from the Northwoods Wildlife Center in Minocqua, Wisconsin.